We understand, in other words, when you see someone living something that you wouldn't want to live, we know that the obvious question is, why would anyone choose something that I would not choose? But it's a question that will confound you as long as you ask the question, because what the question is really saying is, why is it that I cannot don another's perspective? Why is it that I cannot create in the reality of another, you say? And you've got to understand that, do you know some of the people that are, by earth standards, the most imperfect, by human standards, experiencing the greatest departure from normalcy? That's why you find words like imperfection or retarded or inappropriate. In other words, there are a lot of words that describe it. Some of those people, in fact, more of those people than are on the other side of that label, are experiencing greater joy than those who are on the normal side of the label. In other words, there are a lot of people who are normal by physical standards. They see clearly, they walk clearly, their body seems to be functioning well, they seem to have all of the mental acuity, and they use that mental acuity, they use their mental acuity to complain and fuss and worry about this, that, and the other, and manage to pinch themselves off profoundly from who they really are. Where every now and again, someone comes forth, like your sister, who is more beast-like, and we do not mean that disrespectfully. We have the most respect for beasts, because the difference between the animals of your planet and the majority of the humans of your planet is that the animals do not explore the contrast as clearly as the humans, so they don't launch as much into their vibrational escrow. They also do so much more allowing. So do you know the vibrational variance between your sister and so many like that? And please do not take offense at the comparison with the animals. The only reason that we're doing it is because we're making this vibrational point. When you have a desire that's here and a belief that is here, you're pretty much in alignment with who you are and you're having a really good moment.
Right.
You see. And so there are a lot. Esther heard an announcement on the television the other day talking about the huge number of children that are being diagnosed with autism. And we are saying it is an autism revolution in the sense, although they are not revolting from their source energy form, they are coming forth to make a statement that it will be more difficult for you to pigeonhole me into your pigeonholes because I am not pigeonholable. In other words, I am coming forth with a different vantage point that you are not going to be able to dictate and orchestrate. Where if you make the terrible mistake, we're just kidding, sort of coming into physical expression and being what any of them deem normal, then they are going to, as quick as they can get hold of you, begin fighting for your soul, first of all, fighting for your behavior, second of all, fighting for the components of you to try to get you to begin to conform into their vision of society. And there are just some non-physical energies that say, let's just give them a little run for their money here. Let's just go forth and be non-conformable. Not because we'll be strong enough to hold them away, because it's hard to be strong enough to hold the society forces away. But let's just be outside of their pattern. And let's demonstrate alignment on another level. And the timing of it is particularly good because here we are explaining to you vibrational variances, you see.
Yes.
Humans have this picture that there is this challenging obstacle course called life that is being offered to you towards some end of achieving and accomplishing something. And that if you make it through, you will get to some reward, that there is some prize out there of achieving that. And we're wanting you to understand that there is not an expectation from outside of you of what this life should produce from you. You have not been sent here in order to accomplish, and someone coming with a different way of looking at life and therefore not